Pull the trigger. I bet it's not loaded. He pulled the trigger. The loaded rifle fired and set a bullet tearing up through the head of his best friend. Both had violated the cardinal rule. Don't point a weapon at anything you don't intend to shoot. Shock and dismay showed on the man's face from that moment until he left the company a few weeks later. He went, we heard, to stand a general court-martial and a probable prison term. But his worst punishment was living with the horror of having killed his best friend by playing with a loaded weapon. While the company was still sitting in the field, 5 or 6 men and I were told to get our gear and follow an NCO to waiting trucks. We were to go north to a site where our division would make a tent camp after the mop-up in the south was completed. Our job was to unload and guard some company gear. We were apprehensive about leaving the company, but it turned out to be good duty. During the long and dusty truck ride to the Motobu Peninsula, we rode past some areas we had fought through. By then, we could barely recognize them. They were transformed with roads, tent camps, and supply dumps. The number of service troops and the amount of equipment was beyond our belief. Roads that had been muddy tracks or coral-covered paths were highways with vehicles going to and fro, and MPs in neat khaki directing traffic. Tent camps, Quonset huts, and huge parks of vehicles lay along our route. We had come back to civilization. We had climbed up out of the abyss once more. It was exhilarating. We sang and whistled like little boys until our sides were sore. As we went north, the countryside became beautiful. Most of it seemed untouched by the war. Finally, our truck turned off into a potato field, not far from high rocky cliffs overlooking the sea, and a small island, which our driver said was Ishima. The land around our future campsite was undamaged. We unloaded the company gear from the truck. The driver had picked up 5-gallon cans of water for us. Plenty of K-rations had been issued. We set up a bivouac. Corporal Vincent was in charge, and we were glad of it. He was a great guy and a company K veteran. Our little guard detail spent several quiet, carefree days basking in the sun by day and mounting one sentry guard duty at night. We were like boys in a campout. The fear and terror were behind us. Our battalion came north a few days later. All hands went to work in earnest to complete the tent camp. Pyramidal tents were set up, drainage ditches were dug, folding cots and bedrolls were brought to us, and a canvas-roofed mess hall was built. Every day, old friends returned from the hospitals, some hale and hearty, but others showing the effects of only partial recovery from severe wounds. To our disgust, rumors of rehabilitation in Hawaii faded. But our relief that the long Okinawa ordeal was over at last was indescribable.